Good morning. I was told 10 minutes and I kept writing, so don't watch the clock. Aaron told me I got bonus points if I did a devotional from Colossians, but I'm going to try not to get into Sarah's lesson, although I know she'll cover so much that I could never steal her thunder. I want to look at Colossians 1. 3 through 12. Now we'll turn there. I'm going to read the whole thing because I don't know a better way to get the point across than to read the scripture. Once you summarize it, you know, sometimes you lose stuff. We give thanks to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you, since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love which you have to all the saints. For the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, whereof you heard before in the word of the truth of the gospel, which is come unto you as is in all the world, and bringeth forth fruit, as it doth also in you, since the day you heard of it, and you knew the grace of God in truth. As ye also learned of Epaphras, our dear fellow servant, who is for you a faithful minister of Christ, who also declared unto us your love in the Spirit. For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that you might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might according to his glorious power, unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness, giving thanks unto the Father which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. I have a few. I started marking this chapter, I think at Focal Point we did this chapter, and these words stood out. My prayers don't sound like that. I don't know if y'all's do, but faith and love and hope and truth and fruit, grace and knowledge, wisdom, spiritual understanding, worthy, pleasing, fruitful, good work, strengthened, patience, long-suffering, joyfulness. It might have taken a minute and a half to read, and it's just full of all these strong thoughts and desires and wisdom, and it really struck me that it's powerful. You know, it doesn't sound a lot like what I pray for, more physical things and maybe more selfish things. So I went on to look at some of Paul's the beginning of the epistles, where there's usually a prayer or something, you know, he talks about making mention of him in their prayers. Ephesians 1, 15 through 19 says, "Wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all the saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power." They're the same words again, the same thoughts, wisdom, revelation, knowledge, understanding. Quickly, I got 2 Thessalonians 1, has it again, 3 through 4. 2 Thessalonians 1, 3 through 4. "We are bound to thank God always for you, brethren, as it is meet, because that your faith groweth exceedingly, and the charity of every one of you all toward each other aboundeth, so that we ourselves glory in you in the churches of God for your patience and faith in all your persecutions and tribulations that ye endure." So Paul prays for these things, and he gives thanks for these things. And 1 Timothy 2 talks about praying for other people. "I exalt, therefore, that first of all supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth." So we know that obviously can pray for each other, but we need to pray for each other and not for each other's, you know, we have examples of praying for ailments, for our daily needs, but we have so many examples of praying for our spiritual needs and giving thanks for spiritual needs because God wants all to be saved. Paul wasn't praying for the trivial things, although, you know, we know that we can pray for anything. And I just think that that must have increased his life, increased other people's knowledge and their helped them grow in their walk with God. And if we added that to our lives, what a blessing we could have. I don't like to say I think when I'm speaking to others. We know that two things can happen when we pray for others. They can benefit and we can benefit. And there's no negative in either one of those. We know the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much, and God can work wonders in other people's lives. We're praying for them. You know what a difference it makes when people tell you, I'm praying for you? Doesn't that almost make you feel pressure to do right, when really we should feel pressure? We should feel the need to do that because God knows. But when you know someone else is praying for you, it makes you have all the more reason. You think, wow, they're praying for me. Why would they pray for me? Can you be mad at someone you pray for? My father-in-law said that the other day. You can't hate someone you pray for. You need to pray for them. I think it was to one of our kids. You can't. You need to pray for people. I've heard of great stories of people who had a conflict with other sisters and added them to their prayer list and became best friends. If we're looking on the spiritual needs of others, we cannot avoid the benefits that come from that. As Colossians 3:2 says, we should set our affections on things above, not on things on the earth. Romans 8:6 says to be spiritually minded is life and peace. The opposite of that is death. To be spiritually minded, we can have peace. That, and I know that spiritually minded all through the day, not just in your prayers, but that applies to prayers certainly. If we are thankful for, praying for, and really caring about our fellow man like Paul, who wished himself accursed for this fellow, you know, for his brethren in the flesh, if we could be like that and focus on the things we should, what a great blessing all the way around. Philippians says, Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. So with that thought in mind, I wanted to read the entire chapter because there isn't a place to stop. In John 17, the beautiful prayer we have recorded here, which is really what our desire should be as well, and hopefully we could echo these thoughts in our prayers and in our daily lives. These words spake Jesus and lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee, as thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. I have manifested thy name unto the men which thou gavest me out of the world. Thine they were, and thou gavest them me, and they have kept thy word. Now they have known that all things whatsoever thou hast given me are of thee. For I have given unto them the words which thou gavest me, and they have received them, and have known surely that I came out from thee, and they have believed that thou didst send me. I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou gave me, for they are mine. And all mine are thine, and thine are mine, and I am glorified in them. And now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to thee. Holy Father, keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. Those that thou gavest me I have kept, and none of them is lost, but the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. And now come I to thee, and these things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them thy word, and the world hath hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. I pray not that thou shouldst take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from the evil. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. And for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word, that they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me, and the glory which thou gavest me I have given them, that they may be one even as we are one. I in them, and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and the world may know that thou hast sent me, and thou hast loved them as thou hast loved me. Father, I will that they also, whom thou hast given me, be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory which thou hast given me. For thou lovedst me before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, the world hath not known thee, but I have known thee, and these have known that thou hast sent me, and I have declared unto them thy name, and will declare it, that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them, and I in them. And I realize that is Jesus praying, and we can't say all those things, but the love he had for people, the love he had for the world, and the prayer he says for us is such a good example of how we should think of people as souls. And I hope that we can all put each other on our prayer list, be thankful for our salvation, be thankful for each other's salvation, because how much stronger are we because of each other? And if we will do that through the year and come together again next year, I think we'd feel even closer. Even though our absence from each other is, you know, a year long, if I'm praying for you, I'm going to love you more, just like Christy talked about last night, how Paul loved the people even though he hadn't met them. And we can just grow so much and benefit so much by adding each other to our prayers and remembering what a great gift we have. And to set aside, maybe not set aside, but to focus on those spiritual things in our prayers, and those physical things will come. And I hope that message made sense. I hope it's applicable to your life. And I hope we continue to grow this weekend as we share all of these wonderful lessons together.